Well, happy Mother's Day, TNC family. From my home to wherever you are, I'm very excited for today because we are in for a fun and meaningful and memorable time together. One I believe we're all going to be really grateful for. And I want to start by sharing a story that I read some time ago in Elaine Weiss's book called The Woman's Hour, The Great Fight to Win the Vote. It's the story of the long and difficult effort that led to the final ratification of the 19th Amendment to our Constitution. Some of you will know that this year, 2020, marks the 100th anniversary of that amendment, which gave women the right to vote for the first time in our country. The 19th Amendment states, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." And Congress passed the amendment on June 4, 1919. After what was an exhaustingly courageous struggle. But even after the passage of the amendment in 1919, the amendment still had to be ratified by 36 states to become law, and that would take additional time, and the result was not a foregone conclusion. Well, finally, 1 year later, by the summer of 1920, the amendment supporters were one state from victory, one state away. Unfortunately, though, almost all the southern states opposed the amendment. And Tennessee was looking like they would join the dissenters because of a 48-48 tie in its state legislature. Fast forward now to August 18, 1920, and to the House chamber of the Tennessee State Legislature, where Harry Byrne, a 24-year-old representative from Mouse Creek, was standing on that hot summer day. Byrne was the youngest member of the state legislature, and his vote was expected to be another no vote, sinking the chances of the amendment that it would pass in Tennessee. In fact, Burns was even wearing a red rose in his lapel, the symbol of the anti-suffragists. However, that morning before the vote, listen to this, Byrne received a letter from his mother, in which she said, among other things, quote, "Be a good boy and support the measure." And so when his name was called, he shocked a Nashville congressional hall when he said, "I," voting yes for the measure, making Tennessee the 36th state to ratify the amendment and pushing it over its final hurdle. Later in an interview, he said, quote, "I believe we had a moral and legal right to ratify. I also know that a mother's advice is always safest for her boy to follow." I love it. Way to go, Mom. And praise God, too. I love that story because it really is a celebration of the moral force and love and influence of a mother. And even though no human being is perfect and therefore no mother is perfect, listen, it is perfectly wise to acknowledge and honor motherhood. Not just because our culture has set aside this day, and not just because the Bible advises us to honor mothers, but because it just makes all the sense in the world to recognize the role our mothers have had and do have in the shaping of who we become. Now, I do understand that doesn't mean that everyone feels the same way on Mother's Day, because there are many dimensions to Mother's Day. Some people feel very grateful and happy because they feel like they had the best mom or the best mother-in-law or grandmother or aunt or older sister or teacher or mother figure in the entire world. Others feel enormous gratitude today because they have the best kids in the world. But others feel less joy because they never felt well-loved by their moms, or because maybe their moms are no longer here. For some, I know this day is not easy because they've wanted to become a mom, but for whatever reason, they couldn't or didn't. And there's a unique kind of void today. And so Mother's Day encompasses many dimensions, and yet there's just something undeniably special about honoring the women in our lives who have shaped us and taught us and nurtured us and influenced us. And so whatever your experience is with motherhood, my hope and prayer this morning is that there will be something said here this morning that the Holy Spirit will use to encourage you and strengthen you. So here's how the rest of our time together is going to work. Instead of hearing from me, we're going to hear from five women: Corey, Georgine, Brittany, Charity, and Diane, and in that order. And they don't really need introduction here because many of you know them. And if you don't, then here's what you need to know. They have been and are significant influencers in our church life and community. And they have and continue to bring joy and love and wisdom and leadership to all of us. So I pray now that you will soak in every word that they share, and that God's Spirit would speak to you through them, and that their stories and perspectives would honor every mother and every woman today.
Hey everyone, it's Corey Allred. I hope you all are having a great Mother's Day. Some say the only constant in life is change, but I'd like to add one more item to that list, and that's moms. For most people, their mother is their one true north. A mom is a kindred spirit to the North Star, always there to guide you home to safety through the roughest storms of life. The enduring work of a mother goes unseen, much like the North Star, when things are bright and sunny. And yet, when darkness surrounds us, we depend on its shining light to remain steadfast and in position while keeping a watchful eye over us, even if we don't always notice its true value at the time. Much like with my own mom, I can always depend on her to be there for me to help talk things through, whether that's with something I'm passionate about, easing my concerns over a job change, or confusion about a new territory I've never experienced before. She's my forever constant that helps to steady my soul when things get shaky, and I'm so grateful for her. Now, whether the love for your child grew in your belly or the love grew in your heart while waiting to adopt, motherhood is the toughest job in the world. Or maybe I should say jobs, since an article on Forbes.com said that a stay-at-home mom would earn a salary of at least $115,000 if they charge for the many jobs they do in a day. And working moms have another job on top of that, too. To be responsible for another human being is a unique lifetime experience. Once you finally get the hang of it, you hit a brand new stage and have to learn how to do it all over again. Oftentimes, being a mother is a thankless job, where we don't always take the time to appreciate you as we should. And it's certainly easy to lose yourself in the hustle and bustle of each day. So families, let's flip the script today and focus on doing something for our moms instead of the other way around. I think it would be great if everyone could learn how to use love languages to help their moms feel the most loved. For example, does she value quality time? Spend the day with her doing a favorite activity. Is physical touch important to her? Try giving her a hug and a foot rub. If she really appreciates acts of service, try knocking off a few items from her to-do list today. If she craves words of affirmation, tell her what an amazing mom she is and let her know how great of a job she's doing. And if she enjoys receiving gifts, try to make her something from the heart or grab an item that she's had her eye on for a while. For everyone listening to this, please take a moment to think of a cherished memory with your mom. And it doesn't have to be your biological mother. It can be a mentor or the mother hen friend or anyone who's mothered you in your lifetime. Maybe they brought an extra snack for you, checked in to see how you're really doing, made sure that you made it home okay, or simply gave you advice in a tough situation. The common element of all these actions is caring for a loved one's well-being, which is at the root of a mother's mission in life. So a huge thank you to all the moms out there that keep our worlds turning and show us what it means to be the embodiment of never-ending, unconditional love. We thank you, we appreciate you, we love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, new community, this is Georgine. I'm so grateful to be sharing from my heart with you today. Mother's Day has always been a very difficult weekend for me since I started my parenting journey. My journey has included a special needs diagnosis and difficult co-parenting dynamics, and as such, I often felt heartache and grief on a day meant to celebrate motherhood. I didn't feel celebrated, nor did I feel like celebrating my very difficult and conflicting feelings. This year, a global pandemic has facilitated a break in all our routines. For me, this looks like both my daughter and me being home together for weeks on end, mostly only getting out for a drive around town or quick trip to Kroger. At first, being home together all day and having to manage my workload as well as facilitate my daughter's e-learning meant that both of us were exhausted and overwhelmed and emotional at the end of every day. But slowly, a couple weeks in, we started to laugh more, to share more, to seek each other out for company, for support, for love. And my relationship with my daughter began to grow stronger and easier. Suddenly, she was crawling into my bed for some cuddle and girl talk time. We laugh and tell jokes. Our relationship is easygoing. She's responding to requests for assistance with chores and housekeeping, and she's learned to cook simple meals and look after herself. This transformation in our relationship feels like hope and joy and progress for me. Hope that the transformation in our relationship is a sign of transformation in our world at large. Hope that we will get through this pandemic all together and be stronger and kinder and more patient with each other. Hope that our new normal will be better and brighter. Sure, we've had to make some difficult changes in our lifestyles, and some of those changes might be long-lasting, but we can move forward through these challenging times with hope and strength and joy in our journey. This Mother's Day, my wish for you is for peace and joy and connection on your journey too. Perhaps your parenting experience is a huge struggle every single day, and you don't think you will ever know whether you're getting it right, or whether your child's going to be okay, and whether you'll recover from the challenge you're struggling with. Please know that I understand and would love to encourage and support you on your journey. And please take hope in the knowledge that God understands and cares so much about your journey through these trying times. Even when you don't feel him near and can't hear him, he is there. I wish you peace on your journey. It's okay that it's hard. It's okay that you're struggling. And it's okay that you have mixed feelings. Life is the messy business of humans learning about how to be good humans. God loves us no matter where we are at in our journey.
Good morning, TNC family. This is Brittany, and in honor of Mother's Day, I'd like to share a story with you about my mom and a particular basketball game of mine that I will never forget. Because what my mom did at this game, I have come to realize, was something she would do over and over again throughout my life. It was my eighth grade year, and I had made my school's basketball team. It was the first game of the season in the new gym that was way bigger than the old one, and I remember being so nervous because the stands were packed and I was starting. I scanned the crowd looking for familiar faces, but I didn't have to look hard to find my mom. I knew exactly where she was because no matter where we played, she always sat in the exact same place, directly behind me. And if you didn't know she was my mom before the game, you would find out the moment the game began, because she would be cheering for me non-stop, clapping and yelling and coaching me from the bleachers. So, the moment the whistle blows, I just have a terrible game. I immediately let a girl get by me and score. I miss a simple layup. My coach yells at me to get my head in the game. Every time I made a mistake, I would get visibly upset. And then, without fail, would come my mom's voice booming across the gym. "Shake it off, Britt!" And oh my word, I was so mortified. I shot her a look like, "Come on, Mom, you're so embarrassing." But she was not to be deterred. She continued to yell, "Let it go. You've got this. Shake it off." I remember after the game that night, she told me that in order to focus on the next play, I had to let the last one go. But I am certain I did not appreciate my mom's words of wisdom and encouragement at that moment. I was probably too busy reliving my mistakes. But as I look back now, I can see that whether or not I always appreciated it, my mom has always been behind me. Throughout my life, especially through all the tough losses and the mistakes and all the times I really should have made better choices, she has never stopped cheering for me. Win or lose, not only has she been on my team, she has been my biggest fan, and she still is today. For me, not only is that a picture of a mother's love for her child, it's also a window into God's love for us. No matter where we go, God is right there with us, and He will never leave us or forsake us. When we make mistakes, God tells us, "It's okay, let it go, shake it off." Yet, so often, we have a really hard time forgiving ourselves. But if we focus too much on our past, we will miss all the opportunities in front of us now. So, as we celebrate moms who always support us and cheer us on, may we also be reminded of the love and forgiveness and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father.
Hello, TNC family, and happy Mother's Day. I'm Charity Joy, and today I'm going to talk to you from one experience of Mother's Day emotions without a mother. So on Mother's Day, my heart, like many of yours, enters into this overjoyed celebratory mode. I see mothers, grandmothers, sisters, aunts and daughters doing life together and lifting each other up in the spirit of womanhood and of the women who birthed us. And I appreciate it. I remember how great it felt when I had the same thing. Then, at some point during the season, those feelings and emotions transition into a healthy concoction of craze, confusion, pain and hurt. And there's this grand emotional battle because internally my body remembers we'll be faced with the anniversary of my mom's death 1 month later. So I cry. I smile. I love. I grieve. I mourn. I pray. I hug. And I hide. Then I spend time grounding myself in gratefulness. And these are a few of the memories I have with my mom in the form of thank yous to her. Thank you for introducing me to God and fostering our relationship. Now, He is my rock and my refuge, my provider and my peace. Thank you for naming me Charity, for I will never have to question how you loved me. Thank you for caring for and loving those who couldn't love and care for themselves, for being of service to those who had nothing to offer you in return, for providing support and a listening ear to those I sometimes felt were undeserving, and for giving women makeovers to simply boost their confidence and make them feel beautiful. In these moments, I learned what it meant to do unto others as you will have them do unto you, and what it meant to love. TNC family, with you, I've shared a little piece of me, and I'd like to leave you with this. For those of you who are blessed to still do life with your mother, create more thank yous for the time when these moments are memories that will ground you in gratefulness. And spend a little extra time loving on your friends and family who experience Mother's Day emotions without a mother. Let us live in love this Mother's Day.
Good morning. This is Diane, and I'm a mother of two daughters and grandmother to two grown granddaughters. It has been said that motherhood, if done correctly, one should work oneself out of a job. I'm happy to say, long ago, I officially finished my mothering job, and both of my daughters are amazing, loving, successful women. However, I was privileged to have an encore performance. While their parents were at work, I cared for my granddaughters from the time they were babies until they were in elementary school. As a result, I have an extra special bond with my two granddaughters. During this quarantine and family distancing, just how precious those bonds are has really stood out. Don't underestimate a grandmother's love. One of my daughters recently shared how the pandemic has given her new insight about her own grandparents and how much they loved her. She reflected, "Since we only would visit about twice a year as a child, I always wondered why they had tears when we said our goodbyes. Now, as an adult, I understand just how strong those bonds are and the emotion of not seeing each other. I can relate. As a grandmother who is used to seeing her granddaughters often, quarantine is hard and not hugging is very strange, really on all of us. But we have ways to stay close. One of my granddaughters sent me a text the other morning saying, I made myself cinnamon toast and scrambled eggs to feel like I'm at grandma's house. And this is the beauty of motherhood. We share and pass on traditions and affinities that keep us close no matter what. Both of my daughters are very aware of their grandmother's Scandinavian home decorating, love of flowers, flower gardening, and cooking. And these things have influenced their lives. Many of the recipes that are from my mother, mother-in-law, and grandmother are now a five-generation recipe tradition. Often when I prepare a recipe that once was my grandmother's recipe, I feel a special closeness, a memory of her that gives me great joy. It is a way to honor her memory, our family, and our bonds. And even when we can't be together, that feeling of closeness is with us. There is a saying about mothering that I really like. Two of the best gifts to give a child or a grandchild are roots to know where home is and wings so they can soar. I love being a mom and a Grammy. The miracle of this journey is that my daughters and granddaughters are my precious friends. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful blessing.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed and been encouraged by these perspectives as much as I have. And I wish you all again a very happy Mother's Day. Will you pray with me now? To our God who is in the heavens all around us, and who is with us in our space and in our places, God, we thank you for the women in our lives who have nurtured and inspired and guided and loved us. We thank you for how you have moved in us to learn from them and to apply their wisdom, strength, and love. And we pray, too, that you would bless every woman listening now. May they know your joy and grace and strength. May they feel your peace and purpose and affection. And may they feel our love and respect for them today as well. Amen.